Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Masters in Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. When I began looking into self-improvement and self-development, a lot of the books, the magazines, even when I went and did my degrees, it was all focused on knowledge we didn't have, skills we needed to learn, difficulties that we had come across and what that meant for us, analysing kind of the symbolism of things and how we responded to different obstacles. And one of the things that I learned through taking both the self-help and the spiritual and the sort of scientific academic route around self-improvement and self-development is that although, yes, it can be helpful to learn certain skills and to have certain new knowledge, the most important and the most empowering information is actually inside of us. It is how we already work. It is what we are already doing. So, for example, I've heard a lot of people talk about Atomic Habits, which is a book by James Clear, which talks about how to basically incorporate habits into your life, how to get rid of bad habits, how to bring new good habits into your life, and how to do so. Caveat, I have not read this book myself at this point, it's on my list. But from my Masters in Neuroscience degree, I can say that some of the concepts I've heard about, I am at least aware of. So he talks about habit stacking. So there's that idea that if you already have one habit in place, putting another habit on the end of that or at the beginning of that, it's almost just a little extension of what is already habitual for you. The difficulty I think that so many people have with self-development and self-improvement, with reinventing themselves, with just wanting to improve their life or change something, is that sense that we don't know what we're already doing and we don't know the impact of what we're already doing on ourselves. So let me back up a second. When we are creating a habit, when we are trying to do something different in our behaviour, that has a direct impact on our brain, on the biology of the wiring inside, of the specific neurochemicals, and when they are or are not released into our system. Everything that we do has a biological and a mental impact. So, for example, when you're looking at building habits, knowing how your brain forms new pathways and how you can help it do this is only going to make that new habit easier to follow. Equally, considering some of the behaviours that we do without even thinking, without being aware of it, because we've never been taught this. And actually, now that I know from that meld of information that a lot of the things that we automatically do because we're taught, we're either not taught not to do them or we are taught specifically to do things that may not be helpful in the long run for us, then has that impact on our brain and on our psyche and makes it even more difficult in the long run. Ember has joined me. She has knocked me out. If you hear any rustling, it's the cat. So although it can be really helpful to learn different things, although it's really helpful to gain different skills, you know, I'm trained in cognitive behavioural therapy and some of the practical techniques are so useful, the main thing that I feel is missing with, that is almost the missing piece in our self-development journey is that sense of looking at what we're already doing and understanding how that is or is not impacting on our goals, on our life, and what we want. When you realise that checking your emails regularly or responding to that notification from Facebook on your phone is actually changing the way your brain works. And what it's doing is it's feeding a particular pathway, a particular habit that then may make other things less effective. If we knew that, that may change our behavior. That may mean that we want to understand a bit more about it. It may mean that we are able to put a different habit that's more healthy in its place and still have that same effect, but in a healthier way. So for example, I get a good dopamine hit, which is sort of the reward chemical, when I eat chocolate. I also get that hit when I exercise. I'm not saying I will never have chocolate, but when I know these two things will inevitably have the same impact on me and the exercise won't give me a massive sugar crash afterwards, I'm not saying I will always pick it, but at least having that knowledge enables me to have a choice and to consider the options. Whereas a lot of us don't know. I didn't know until my training. I didn't know until I went down that academic route that I can control my thoughts, that the worries I have are actually just my brain naturally problem solving, and I can redirect that a little bit with how I perceive things and how I word things in my head, and actually that will change how I feel emotionally. We don't know how much power we have over ourselves and our experience and how we feel about our lives because we're not taught about it. When, in fact, in a lot of cases, we're almost specifically it's hidden from us, because that way we wouldn't use social media, we wouldn't respond to adverts, we wouldn't eat junk food. And therefore, actually, a lot of the systems in our Western culture that currently support kind of the economy or different services and enable them to keep going, although it's based on something that perhaps I disagree with from a moral standpoint, there are still some arguments for it, and I can see that it has a purpose. So the one thing I want you to consider today, and do feel free to go to the show notes and pop some thoughts in the comments if you want to share any, is just that idea of how are you fueling your brain, your body, your psyche? What actions are you doing, and what do you think the impact of that is? Do you feel that, oh, I eat healthy food, you know, I eat vegetables every day because I know it's good for my body, but then I sit and watch TV for 4 hours every evening. I know that's not as good. I guess what I want to do is just encourage that conversation, that discussion in yourself around, is this working for me? Which parts of my life are working for me? And no judgment here. We've all been there. The whole reason I started this podcast is because I'm so angry that we are not taught how to look after our well-being physically, mentally, spiritually. And it leads to us feeling like we're not enough, feeling overwhelmed, feeling broken, feeling like we can't ever change things, feeling like the only way we can do something is the way that they tell us. Okay, I'm going to step down off my soapbox now. But essentially, the concept is the same, that if we are taught these things, then we can make informed decisions. And I guess my question for you today is, what decisions have you been making that perhaps you might want to get a bit more informed about? And again, I'm thinking more in terms of your diet, your sleep, whether or not that mobile phone game is actually adding to your life or not, whether forcing yourself to write that novel because you told yourself you one day would, even though you're hating it, actually, what's the impact that's having on your mind? And what's the impact that's having on your relationships with other people? Really considering that we are a collective of neurons, neuronal pathways and chemicals and flesh and water and muscle, and yet we also communicate with each other and have these webs of connection with other humans, other species. You know, my cat has just jumped down from the sofa because she's finished having a cuddle with me. The experience that we have in our life is all kind of a mystery to us, kind of where it's come from and how it works. And yet, if we knew more about it and we use that knowledge to shape what we do, things are likely to improve for us and we can make those informed decisions, fully understanding just how much power we actually have. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good week and I'll see you next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care. Remember, you are more capable than you often realize, and I'll see you next time. Bye.